If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It has come to our attention.
Ooh, has it ever.
On this show. And it happened earlier today. Where we found out that Scott Jagow from the KMOX newsroom hates birds. And he doesn't just hate birds.
Yeah.
He hates.
With a vengeance.
Oh, my God.
It's not all
he
birds.
He actually literally said in the office that if he could kill all of them, he would.
I told Matt Pajeski, hey, you better get the dump button ready. Because
I am
going to
be good.
I'm ready.
I'm going to be good.
Yeah, so what's your...
What's my problem? My problem is...
What have birds done to you?
Well, I'll tell you. This has happened a number of times in my life, but right now it's happening in Soulard.
Well, hold on real quick. Is this the three good things, or
no.
Is this...
three bad things. New segment.
No, this is a totally separate topic that I just have to get off my chest, because I feel like there's got to be other people that feel the same way that I do. I know there are. So I live in Soulard, and in the springtime... The birds come out. I feel like they keep coming out earlier and earlier. And in particular, the robin is the one that makes the most noise. The thing is really loud. And I have one that perches right outside my window. And it is agonizing when at like 1:30 in the morning, and I got to get up at 4, the bird is out already singing.
1:30?
That's the middle of the night.
It's exactly what I'm saying.
Does the bird know that?
I think the bird's an alcoholic. He's up that early.
So I was last night, just as an example, I would say it was about 10 o'clock. And man, it's so quiet out there. And then sure enough, 1:32 rolls around. Here they come. They just flock. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I hate that sound. And they're so loud. I don't understand. And they never stop. This is what I don't understand. They talk for hours and hours and hours, and I know it's breeding season and whatnot, but what in the hell are they talking about for those many hours?
Why do they wake up at 1?
I don't think it's funny at all.
Hysterical.
Well, I'm just trying. Like, I thought it would be 5 in the morning. That's when these birds would wake
up.
That's
what there's. Yeah. Exactly. But it's getting earlier and earlier, and there's probably some scientific explanation that we're pushing them out of their habitat or something. I don't know. But
it's
what if you have a broken bird?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Climate change could be an issue. But I put a fan on and I can still hear that thing.
Yeah. If you could choose like to lose a few more icebergs and the bird would go away, would you make that trade?
That's a good question. Absolutely.
The old climate change, would you rather?
Well, it's not going to, climate change, not going to kill the birds. Just going to make them start singing earlier in the year.
I have fantasies about killing the bird.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
So when you're
thinking, I don't want him to exist anymore. I don't like listening to this. It's very, very aggravating. It ruins my sleep. And it's so loud. It's not like most of the other birds I'm fine with. You hear them off in the distance. They're fine. That doesn't bother me. It's the one bird that gets right up next to my window and is so loud that I can't sleep.
Can you put something stinky on your branches?
Stinky?
Like there's deer spray that smells so bad. Anyone listening who has smelled that deer spray, it smells like death. It is the worst. It's nauseating. But what if you sprayed something stinky on the branches?
he gets up on top of the utility pole.
So you can't.
I can't do anything. I mean, there's really nothing I can do.
What about catch it? Catch it and bring it to your neighbor's yard.
What's he going to catch it with?
A net.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds really easy. Like a butterfly net? To just grab a net and a robin that can fly away. My friend tried to push away a bird outside her window.
Like with his foot?
She guided the bird down the street. And then the bird would just land and then go back in the same direction. They are so territorial. That's what I read, is that that's what they're doing. They're protecting their territory, and they know exactly where it is. And she's like, well, maybe I can drive him like 30 miles from here. And I'm like, yeah, before you get back, that bird will be in the exact same spot. Because they can fly fast, and they know there's territory.
How many miles do you think you'd have to drive the bird before it had a little trouble getting back?
Yeah, I told her Alaska would be a good option.
So maybe
you give him a couple days. This is not a joke. I guarantee you, if you ask people to text or call, that there are people that have the same issue. And it's just so aggravating.
314-436-7900. Do you have the same issue, or do you think spraying something like Stinky on the branches or another solution would work?
So a couple of texters have already suggested you get a BB gun. But here's I don't think you can. If the robin is up high, you don't want to shoot up toward it because it'll come down and hit somebody in the eye somewhere else.
Yeah.
So don't do that.
I don't want to shoot anything.
But how about this option?
Okay.
Buy a plastic hawk. That is according to the text line.
Oh, okay. That's
because I think they're clearly afraid of hawks.
Yeah.
They're going to come around if a hawk is there until they figure out it's plastic.
Right. Which I would see how long that would take, but I like the suggestion though.
Yeah, try that out. I don't know where you get that.
You could hang the hawk like use a string and like hang it from a branch so it looks like it's flying.
And then there we go. We're getting creative.
Or another suggestion is a plastic owl. So some kind of dominant, like, predator bird.
Sure.
That's what you need.
It could be a lion. It could be any kind of plastic predator. Yeah.
Okay. I love all God's creatures, and I'm trying to be supportive of birds.
It does not sound that way.
No, no. My point is, he's too close. If he's a ways away and singing, it's not.
So you love all of God's.
The fan will drown out the sound, but he's too close to my window and it's too loud. And robins make a ton of noise and they don't shut up. That's the part I don't understand.
Hey,
they don't stop.
Mark and Ledoux has something for you. Okay. Hey, Mark.
Hey, you guys.
What's Scott got to do about his bird?
Scott, they're loud and obnoxious.
Uh-oh.
But there's stuff out there called Tanglefoot. Okay,
mm-hmm.
It's a caulk that doesn't dry out. So what you do is you put a bead of it on your windowsill or wherever he's perching, and I guarantee you, after he gets his claws in it once, he's not coming back.
Oh.
I used to have a bird crash into my window on Conway Road every morning at 6 a.m.
I used to have a bird crash into my window every morning at 6 a.m.
Every morning, this thing hit the window thinking it was him on the other side, the mirror.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark.
Tanglefoot.
What a stupid bird.
Now, the birds are really weird, though. My mom has a stalker. It's a bluebird stalker. And she said she put this bird feed out there that must have been like crack because the bird would fly to the window and sit on the windowsill and stare at her. And then she would move to the family room and the bird would follow her to the family room window. She would go to her bedroom and he would follow her to the bedroom window. I mean, it was a psychotic bluebird.
In Baldwin, Tony is with us on KMOX. Go ahead, Tony.
I have the time and true solution. Buy a cat.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
Okay, get a cat.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay. All right.
Do you want a cat?
No, I do not. Well, I had a cat.
When the cat gets the bird, then get a dog to take care of the cat.
I did. That's pretty sick, man. I had a cat for like 15 years, unfortunately. I will never have another cat. I know the reason why.
They stink.
Yeah, there's a lot of
smell.
A lot of things.
The pee-pee.
A lot of things about those.
It's the pee-pee.
So I guess, you know, I said I love all God's creatures. I guess that's really not
it's
true.
It's really not
I
don't sounding like, cats. Like it at all. Like what birds. Do you like, Scott?
I like horses and dogs.
Get a horse. You maybe do love the horses. Horse will scare away the robin.
Somebody suggested that you just sit at the window and hoot at it.
Yeah. I think that defeats the purpose of me sleeping.
No, just do it a few nights.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Ooh. Ooh. I have a feeling the Robin is smart enough to know it's...
All right.
He's like, that's that guy I've been annoying.
Try this.
Okay.
According to a texter, I had a problem with birds getting in my hanging baskets, so I was told to get something shiny like aluminum foil... or something, so I wipe that up and I put it in my plants because they don't like the shininess of it.
Hmm.
So try that out.
I feel like it sounds dangerous to wrap a bunch of foil around a utility pole.
Well, don't do it in the utility pole. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the problem with this one in particular is that it's on top of a utility pole.
Okay, what about a slingshot?
Oh.
And you just... You know,
same
you,
thing as the BB.
No,
it's
right.
Firing
no, the BB,
rocks up
no, the
in the
BB
air. They got to come down.
The BB would hurt the bird more, but a slingshot would just... It would knock it over.
Yeah.
If you hit it.
That's very tempting, to be honest. I didn't think about slingshot.
Yeah. I think you should get a slingshot. It's 1:30. No one's walking around.
I really... There's a part of me that wishes there was a... Like a camera in Scott's room, like his bedroom, so that we can see him when the bird starts going off.
Yeah.
And just I would love to see Scott like shoot a bird.
Yeah.
You probably drop a lot of F-bombs, don't you?
He's vulgar. Obscene.
I have been known bird. Every once in a while.
I think you should get a slingshot because I think that the rock won't kill the bird, it'll just knock it over. And at the very least he's gonna have to regroup.
This text message says says you should slingshot a cat up there.
That's a great. That's two.
That's my favorite. That's my favorite idea.
You know what? I bet the Team Redbird could give you one of those 2-3-person slingshots.
Yeah, with a T-shirt
with
slingshot.
With a T-shirt, we have. Yeah.
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah.
It could be me, you, and Ron. We could hold the T-shirt slingshot.
Call Megan Eberhardt. See, yeah. Ask her if we can get one of those slingshots.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, the T-shirt slingshot. Yeah. We'll put a cat in there. It'll be a catapult, and you will fire it at the
wow.
at the bird.
That is. That's
done.
That All is right. amazing.
That's it. We've
catapulted.
We are 100% going to fire a cat up at the utility pole.
I feel
pole.
Like someone's mad now about cat.
We are
total.
It doesn't matter. I don't care if PETA's listening or not. We're gonna shoot that cat up into the sky.
Catapult.
It flies by, snags the robin. I believe I can fly.
Before we let you go, Scott, are you excited about Hard Knocks Buffalo Bills edition?
I guess. I don't know. I feel like maybe there's a jinx in there somehow.
Oh.
Didn't the Bears?
The Bears had theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they had a bad coaching staff, and we knew that.
Yeah. Mm.
But this is the show. I'm looking forward to it because I can't wait until Josh Allen is exposed as a fraud.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. No. No, he's not a fraud.
I know what we're going to shoot the cat at after we get the bird.
That's right. He's the reason they're doing the show, I'm sure.
Oh, I'm sure.
He's a great guy. He really
is. You think Haley is going to be around?
Well, maybe that's, I don't know. I don't know if
it's going to be part of the show, I'm sure.
I don't know if she's, she hangs out at camp or not, but.
She's not a Jordan Hudson.
She seems pretty cool, too.
Another text message, Scott says, what you need to do, go to one of the local cannabis shops, get 50 milligrams of indica, and you won't even care what the bird does.
I thought somehow this was going to be like, give it to the bird.
Or
that bird will not be, that bird will be so relaxed at 1:30 in the morning.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro.
we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We're going to get letters.
The bird is getting high. I saw this cat fly by.
Generate discussion, this topic. I have stuff this weekend. For roaming St. Louis, I went to the...
Oh, you want to tell us about it?
Bring it down. Yeah, bring sorry. It down a second. I went to the Economy Museum.
I'm glad we started with the birds.
No, it actually is... It's a cool place.
I went to the Museum of Finance.
Wow.
There were two CPAs there. It was so interesting.
Wow, look at all these graphs.
Boring.
You guys are killing.
The Economy Museum.
It's way better than it sounds.
This is a pie chart.
That's their slogan. The Economy Museum. It's way better than it sounds.
First of all, it's free.
Wonder why.
Economy Museum. I'm sure it is a lot of fun. And I'm sure the people who work there are awesome people.
It really is cool. I promise.
So, like, what is there? Here's a statue of a bear. Here's a statue of a bull.
No, it's interactive. So you can lift a gold bar.
You lift a gold bar?
If you need a little exercise.
Oh. What does that have to do
with
the economy
room where you can go into it and... implement tariffs? Can you do that? Economy Museum.
It's at the Federal Reserve, which people should know about the economy, how it works.
We obviously don't.
I think a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole point. And especially kids. There's a lot of stuff for kids
Come
there.
Come on, kids! We're going to the Economy Museum!
Hey.
About the market.
Yeah, when you were a kid.
Tell you what, if you go to the Economy Museum, you'll sleep right through it. You'll get the sleep that you're missing because of the bird.
Because of the bird.
All right.
Oh, and Scott Chad Stumack,
oh,
by
Chad
the way.
Oh, Stumack.
We're talking about walking.
Did you go to the walking museum, too?
Anyway. So.
Oh, man, I cannot wait. Three good things.
Scintillating
and
radio, man.
It's 6 a.m., too.
That's all I do.
6 a.m. walk.
Anyway, we're going to talk about finance, and then maybe we'll go for a walk. Gladys, are you in?
All right. Scott J. Gop. Wait, Sunday morning, three good things, roaming St. Louis.
Sunday morning, you will be invigorated beyond belief.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks.
It's Scott Jagow. It's Chris and Amy on 104.1 KMOX.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.